Beth Franzel oversees the Moab office of the U.S. Bureau of Land Management. She points out that emergency crews plugged the high-powered leak from an old oil well on Thursday, but Ransel explains they were only partly successful in containing the damage.
There was heavy rains on Friday night, and on Saturday it was discovered that they had overtaken those preventative measures and that some of those residues of oil that had been within the wash area had mobilized by that storm water and been carried to the Green River.
Ransel says the contaminated water traveled down the 3-mile salt wash and into the Green River. She's pleased with the efforts of the state and federal agencies, the company that owns the well, and its cleanup contractors. But Steve Block of the Southern Utah Wilderness Alliance says this latest spill should be raising red flags.
We think that this should be a cautionary tale for the BLM and for other land management agencies like the School Trust Land Administration.
Block describes last week's leak as the kind of accident that could have been predicted, since many of the wells in Utah are getting old.
We need to be doing all that we can to prevent them from happening, and a big way to do that is going to be to not allow new drilling in sensitive landscapes like this.
Block would also like to see the land agencies check other wells that might be in danger of failing that are located in popular recreation areas or environmentally sensitive places. BLM officials say the agency was up to date on the inspections at the leaky well, which is south of Green River City and near the put-in for rafters and canoe paddlers headed into Labyrinth Canyon. Judy Fays, KUER News.